أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Surah Al-Kahf, we will now look at the last two sections and then have an overview. And in these two sections, it starts off with the Day of Judgment, and then there are seven ayat on Jahannam and two on Jannah, basically. So let's have a look at this and the introduction. The introduction in ayah 99 says, وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا. And on that day, human beings will pour out يَمُوج in waves, waves after waves. And then he says, وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ, and the trumpet will be blown. Now remember, the first trumpet blowing was when everybody will die. This is the second trumpet blowing, when people will rise from their graves and wave after wave will come across. فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمِيعًا, and we will gather them all together. And now we have seven ayat on Jahannam. Allah says, we will bring forth Jahannam. وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْقَافِرِينَ عَرَضًا, for those who covered up the truth, and it will be in front of their eyes. Those whose eyes were covered from our reminder, and they couldn't even hear. So when they were reminded of the signs of Allah, to be righteous, to reach their full potential, they didn't even hear, neither did they see, and now they will see the results of what they did. And then in Ayah 103 and 104, it's really, really, really quite stark, very, very scary, when Allah says, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Shall I inform you, shall we inform you of the worst losers in terms of their deeds? And he says, الَّذِينَ ذَلَّ سَعْيَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are those who wasted their works in the life of the world. They exhausted themselves in working hard. سَعْي is to work hard. They worked hard. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. And they thought what they did was awesome. They thought that their skills, the works they produced were great. But it wasn't. It was lost. Why? Because they didn't focus on the Akhirah at all. Their whole intention in what they were doing was solely focused on selfishness, on themselves. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, they are those who covered up the truth. بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ, in the signs of their Rabb. وَلِقَائِهِ فَحَبِتَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ, and his meeting. In other words, they denied accountability completely. فَلَا نُقِيتُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا, and therefore there will be no balance for them on the day of Qiyamah. Their works will be lost. And he says, ذَلِكَ جَزَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ, the recompense is Jahannam. So literally, they thought they were doing good, but they weren't. It's high time we reevaluated what we did. Whatever we're doing, even if it was what we thought was for the Akhirah. If I said I built a masjid, for example, I built a center, for example, and it was solely done to show off in the world, then there is no way that that is a good deed. Real evaluation here. This whole surah is based on materialism. And for the human being to look at how he can be selfless rather than selfish. And we've just seen a section on Dhulqarnain, where after everything he does, all his works, he gives credit to them, to Allah. Remember when he said, كَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي, this is a mercy from my Rabb. And now the final two ayat, which talk about Jannah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, indeed those who believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and manifest their belief in good deeds, كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا, for them there have the gardens of Firdaus as their initial introduction to Jannah. And Firdaus is the highest level of Jannah. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will be in there all the time. La yabghuna anha hiwala, they will not want to even come out of this state. And remember, Jannah is a reflection, a massive reflection of what's here. So if I am content with what I've done and my deeds are righteous, my sukoon, my peace, my Jannah begins right here. And finally, the last section of Surah Al-Kahf. And this is the message and the messenger, Ayah 109 and 110. And in Ayah 109, Allah talks about the awesomeness of the greatness of the Quran, the greatness of divine words. He says, "Qul, tell them, Muhammad, لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي, if the sea were ink for the words of my Rabb." Now, the word used for ink here is midad, and that comes from mad, to extend. Because ink becomes an extension of our thoughts. It extends from us onto the paper. This is divinity in writing. He says, "Nafid al-bahru qabla an tanfada kalimatu Rabbi." The sea that would run out. It would run out completely before the words of my Rabb are exhausted. وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Even if you added, you extended an extra sea to that, an extra ocean to that. Absolutely phenomenal. This is the awesomeness of this book. It just goes on and on. The more you read it, the more you understand, the more the words sort of surface up and show another meaning. And then with the greatness of the Quran, we have the humility of Rasulullah. Qul, say, innama ana basharun mithlukum. I am only a human being like you. Yuha ilayya. I have revelation was given to me. It was revealed to me. And now this is the most important part of the message of this surah. Innama ilahukum ilahu wahid. That your God is only one God. Faman kana yarju liqa'a rabbihi, and he who hopes to meet his Rabb, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, he should do good deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, and he should not join anyone in the service of his Rabb. The surah began with good deeds, righteous deeds. It ends with righteous deeds, which is really a solution for everything. Manifestation of belief can only be through service to creation. I repeat again, when the Prophet was asked Islam in one sentence, he said obedience to the Creator and service to his creation. And thus we end Surah Al-Kahf. With its 8 sections, we looked at the Quran with no deviation. We saw the parables of Ashab al-Kahf, the 2 gardens, guidance, Musa and Khidr, Dhul Qarnain. We saw Jahannam and Jannah and the message and its messenger. And just a little bit on the 3 parables, we find that these 3 parables share a thematic theme. You find journeying or leaving the comfort of one's home. The youth of the cave had to leave home to escape religious persecution. Musa had to go off in search of the servant of Allah, he was told is more knowledgeable. Dhul Qarnain had to journey from east to west to establish a righteous sovereignty over the land. We also find that in the narrative there are figures who are granted miracles, even though some of them may not have been prophets, like the companions of the cave. They were not prophets, yet they were given protection by God because of their righteousness. So let's ponder over this, and inshallah, we shall continue with a look at Quran City in the talks that follow. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.